There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
To another edition, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, July 13th edition. Very interesting 15-game slate on tap tonight. It's loaded as always, but man, is it interesting. Hope everybody had a good Thursday on that wild and weird slate as we predicted. It was just really, really weird. But it's over. It's done. We move on to Friday, 15 games. Ugly pitching considering it's a 15-game slate. Let's check out your totals real quick, and then we'll get through the podcast. Brewers, Pirates, total of 8. Rangers, Orioles, 9.5. Yankees, Indians, 9.5. Phillies, Marlins, 8. Blue Jays, Red Sox, 9.5. Nationals, Mets, 7.5. D-backs, Braves, 8.5. Tigers, Astros, 8.5. Royals, White Sox, 9. Rays, Twins, 8.5. Reds, Cardinals, 8.5. Waiting on the Coors total because Christian Bergman is pitching for Seattle. Former Rocky, by the way, against Antonio Cincetella. Cubs, Padres, 8. Angels, Dodgers, 8. A's, Giants, 7.5. So a little bit to pick on, a little bit to kind of scratch your head and wonder what those totals are, but a lot going on. Let's kick it off with your pitching. You got Mad Bum at 11.4. I will pass. You got Noah Syndergaard coming off the DL at 11,000. I will pass just because I don't know what the heck he's going to do distance-wise and the works. If you're going up top, and this is a big if and a scary if, I'm looking at Rick Porcello of the Boston Red Sox at $9,800. He's faced Toronto twice this year, 13 2/3, 5 earned, 14 Ks, averaging 22 points per start in those outings, coming off a 25.8-point performance at Kansas City. He's been very, very good this year. He's had a couple hiccups like all pitchers do, but not too bad. He's got a minus 210 home favorite. Toronto strikes out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. He's got a 23% K rate, 45% ground ball rate, so a lot to like in those regards. Toronto has a 3.85 total, lefties 328, righties 300 off of Ricky Porcello. So if you're paying up, you can go Rick Porcello. You got similar upside down the board, so if you don't want to pay up, you don't have to. I think he'll be low-owned at that price point. But again, 15-game slate should spread the ownership out quite a bit to begin with. But up top, I got Rick Porcello all by himself. Now it gets into the fun. You got Nate Eovaldi at $8,500. Eovaldi's been pretty darn good this season since coming back from his injuries and whatnot, coming off a 37-point performance his last time out. He had 14-1, a 33-1, an 11-3, an 11-1. He had some hiccups there in the 25. So 30 or more in two of his last three starts, essentially 14 or more in three straight. Going up against a Minnesota Twins team that can go off or they can just sit there with their just sitting on their hands. So it's a really interesting position for Eovaldi. They strike out 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching. He's striking out 24%, not walking anybody. Got almost a 49% ground ball rate, so a lot to like there. Minnesota team total 4.2, lefties 318, righties 286. So it's a very interesting matchup in a ballpark where it's become more and more hitter-friendly throughout the year. But Eovaldi at 85 is one that will be definitely looked at tonight. Kind of a cash game staple slash could have some GPP upside is Dallas Keuchel of the Houston Astros. 16-4, 26-2, 20.7, 23-3. So four straight pretty darn good starts of 16 or more DraftKings points at $8,400 at home against the Detroit Tigers. He is a minus 260 home favorite. Detroit does not strike out much against left-handed pitching. It's the downside. Basically, a 19.8, 20% strikeout rate. Keuchel's got an 18% K rate with a 55% ground ball rate. So the Ks might not be huge, but he's done line for the W. They have the lowest team total at 2.96. Lefties, 285. Righties, 310. So there's a lot to like there with Dallas Keuchel at $8,400. He's probably one of the top options for cash games, let alone some GBP upside there in the middle. Last guy in the 8Ks I'm going to mention is Carlos Martinez of the St. Louis Cardinals. When he came out the DL, he was kind of struggling for a bit. He's kind of looking better now. He's had three starts for Cincinnati this year, 23Ks and 16 and two-thirds. He's averaging 20.6 DraftKings points per start against the Cincinnati Reds. And he's got three straight 20-plus point performances at the Giants, at the D-backs, at home against the Indians. So maybe it's starting to come back for what once was a legitimate ace in baseball, and he's starting to showcase that yet again. See, Cincinnati strikes out 21% of the time against right-handed pitching. Carmart's biggest issue is a 12% walk rate. He's got a great ground ball rate of almost 49%, swinging strike at 10%, strikeout at 22%. Just got to not walk guys to keep the ball in the ballpark. You got Cincinnati with a 3.75 total. It's sixth lowest on the slate. Lefties 307, righties 296, and they have a 144 ISO against right-handed pitching, which is not good at all. So Carlos Martinez, $8,100 is definitely in play, and on a night with Coors and some other great spots to target, could be a really nice staple to your offense. There is risk with all of these pitchers. That's the thing about this slate. There's guys we can target, but Eovaldi, we've seen him get blown up. Keuchel, you know, Castellanos, Candelario, Hicks, they have some right-handed bats that can just find that short porch and right, and you wouldn't be shocked. But he should be have a good game in sight there. Carmart's in a great spot. But we've seen Carmart start the walkathon and barely make it five innings and get you like 12 points. And you're sitting there going, well, shit, here we are again. So you got those three in the 8K. I got it. Keuchel 1, Carmart 2, Nate Eovaldi 3. Now let's drop into the 7K range. And you got Anibal Sanchez. $7,800 at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks. 25% chances of rain in Atlanta. So keep an eye on that one. But Anibal's been darn good this year. He's got a 2.1 ERA at home, averaging 15 DraftKings points per start, coming off a 30-point performance at Milwaukee. But then, you know, there's some pickups, 10.7, 12.9, 11.9, 29.4, 19.24. Bright side about all that is six straight starts of double-digit point production. So he's got a stable floor with tremendous upside. And that's what I like to see at a GPP. And no one's going to want to own him because, A, he's in SunTrust Park, so you worry about the lefties, and B, people are scared about the D-backs who have gotten better, yes, but coming out of Coors, they have a 24.5% strikeout rate. Anibal's got his 23% K rate. Very low hard contact at 26% for Anibal Sanchez. D-backs have a 3.9 total. It's like 10th lowest on the slate. Lefties hit 309, righties 273 off Anibal. And the D-backs have a very bad 296 wOBA against right-handed pitching and a pretty, you know, average at best, below average 157 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Anibal could be that sneaky one in that range at $7,800 that could get you some low ownership with some upside. You're just preying on upside in these games, and that's what we're looking for here. Jake Odorizzi, $7,600, should be quite popular at the Tampa Bay Rays. Some may say it's a revenge game if you believe in those narratives. He's been better of late, you know, 23-9, 20.5, 25-9, so three straight 20-plus point performances where he's got five or more Ks in those outings. He still walks too many guys. 1, 4, and 3 are his walk problems. We saw what Kyle Gibson did to Tampa last night. Tampa can be got. They also can be sneaky and pestering, but they strike out 23% of the time versus righties. You got 24% K rate for it, really a 10.5% walk rate, but he gives up a lot of fly balls and a lot of hard contact, so we got to be careful about that when it comes to Odorizzi. Tampa Bay's got a 4.3 total, lefties 373, righties 333. But when you look at Tampa versus righties, we already talked about their K rate. They have a 308 wOBA and a very, very bad 128 ISO versus righties. So they struggle immensely versus right-handed pitching. So a guy like Jake Odorizzi, if he's not walking guys at $7,600, is in a primo spot tonight. Definitely a primo spot. Last guy I'll mention in the 7K ranges, you got the one, the only, the Dark Knight, Matt Harvey. Yes, Matt Harvey, everybody. I hate to do it, but he's been pitching decent. You know, 10.2, 27.6, 16.2, 20.7. It's four straight double-digit starts, three or four, 16 or more. He's going up against the St. Louis team that, yes, does have some potency in it. We've also seen them completely disappear at times. It's almost like it's all or nothing with them. They strike out 22.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Harvey's biggest bad downfalls, hard contact rate's high, but it's been dropping since he's joined the Reds, so that's something to keep an eye on. The Cardinals do have a 4.75 total, lefties 3.72, righties 3.29, but when you look at the Cardinals, it's a slightly below average 3.13 wOBA and a 1.55 ISO. There's nothing special. They're average at best, a slightly below average offense versus right-handed pitching. It is Matt Harvey. You wouldn't be shocked if Matt Harvey got beat up, but if you want to play the ownership game, again, not as important on a 15-game slate, Harvey will go super low-owned. So he's got GPP upside, and you go from there. So in the 7K range, I got Odorizzi 1, Harvey 2, Sanchez 3. Now when you drop below into the 6Ks, it gets really, really murky. You got Felix Pena of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, $6,800. Been throwing pretty darn good of late. He faced the Dodgers his last time out. 5 1/3, 3 hits, 2 earned, 8 Ks for 21.6 points. He has 21-6, 22-4, 11-9, 15-4. So since becoming a regular in the rotation, he's gotten double-digit points at all times, 12 or more points. Facing a Dodgers team that, yes, can put up some serious numbers, but we saw Ross shut him down last night. And you're looking at Pena. A Dodgers team strikes out 22% of the time. Pena's got 28% K rate with a 13% swinging strike rate and almost a 52% ground ball rate. Those are just elite numbers. Yes, very small sample size, but those are crazy. Those are crazy, crazy good. Does give up a ton of hard contact, though, 45% hard contact. Again, small sample. So it's kind of the yin and the yang of the situation. Pena has a Dodgers team 4.5 total, lefties 3.56, righties 2.67. They do have a lot of potent lefties in that lineup, so pick your poison. He could be a nice GPP bottom play, you know, get you 15 plus points and walk away. Maybe the Dodgers wake up and go to pound town on him, who knows, but Pena at 68 is worth the look. Then your other two, it's really sketchy. You got James Shields at 65 at home against the Royals. He's averaging 5.3 a start against the Royals. You know, it's kind of a hit or miss. The other guy I'd look at here is Brad Keller at $6,400. Doesn't have a lot of swinging strike stuff, but got lit up by Boston his last time out for minus 0.1, but prior to that, 20.9, 29.4 in his previous two starts, and he's gotten beat up by Chicago earlier this year as well. So not a ton of swinging strike, but not a ton of long balls either. He keeps the ball in the park, which is good to see. So it's pretty risky down here. Chicago does strike out 25.5% of the time, so maybe that'll help Keller's 14.2% strikeout rate. You know, an 8% swinging strike rate is garbage. 56.5% ground ball rate is outstanding. So it's kind of, you know, you mix and match, and hopefully the White Sox, with their crappy offense, help them. The White Sox do have a 4.6 total. Lefties 3.32, righties 3.11 versus Brad Keller. But a 3.06 wOBA and 1.62 ISO, both slightly below average against right-handed pitching. So they are targetable, but it's not ideal. I look at Pena 1, Keller 2, Shields 3 in the 6K range. Let's recap your pitching on this ugly slate of pitching. You got Porcello by himself up top if you're going all the way to the top, but I don't think you need to. I think you can save for bats tonight. You go to the middle, like guys like Keuchel at 84 is, knock on wood, a really good cash game play. She's probably going to be like 50% plus owned in the cash games tonight. You got Carmart, too, who I like in GPPs, and Nate Eovaldi at 3. In the 7Ks, you got Odorizzi, who might be the most popular in the 7K range. Great matchup. You got Matt Harvey and Anibal Sanchez. I think Anibal Sanchez can be one of your sneakier GPP-type plays. Pair him up with Carmart or something. But you can mix and match these 8s and 7s and get a good amount of bats and feel just fine. Or you can mix all 7s together. Or you drop into the 6s, and you go Pena against the Dodgers at $6,800. Roll those dice. You got Keller, and you got Shields. So super, super risky. I hope I helped you a little bit there. If you have questions, join us in the Slack chat. We'll definitely be breaking down stuff all day long. I already woke up to our boy Dirework. I wake up to go and pray for me. I'm streaming Matt Harvey today. My other options are Herman, Kingham, Edwin Jackson, Baruki, Keller, and Cobb. So that's what he's looking at for now. We'll try to talk off the ledge and narrow things down to a little less praying and a little more enjoyment later on. But that's what we got going on there. I woke up to another green screen. So come join us in the Slack chat. Lots going on there for the Sports D. Just ask for an invite. Our Facebook page, our Twitter page, our website. We all have areas to get a hold of us. So come ask and get in. Let's check out the bats on this slate. But before we do so, let me talk to you about Draft. Do you play NFL best balls? Tons of fun there. They got baseball on the daily. They got golf weekly. The Open Championship, the British Open, is next Thursday. There's tons of fun with drafts. And it's really cool because it's snake-style drafting, just the way you like it. You draft under 5 minutes, you're done. If, you know, a player isn't in a lineup, they notify you, you get to change them out. It's not like these other deals, even after they lock, if it's a rain delay, the game gets canceled, but there's still other games to play, you can change them. There's tons going on there. If you're a new user, use promo code SDSports when you check out. You'll get entry into a free $3 tournament of your choice. Baseball, golf, NFL, best ball, whatever you prefer. It is a fun, fun, fun way to play fantasy sports. So go check it out. Draft.com, draft in your app store. Promo code SDSports at checkout for entry into a free $3 tournament. Absolutely love it. So go check it out. But let's get to the bats on this 15-game slate. It's going to be an interesting one. You got the catcher's position. We mentioned how Pena can get hit by lefty, so Grandal at 44 is in play, but I'd rather go to Wilson Contreras at 43 against Clayton Richards if you're trying to do that kind of matchup. Evan Gattis against Mike Fiers is interesting at 42. The Astros have a 5-5 total, second highest on the slate, and we don't have Colorado totals yet, so keep that in mind. Lefty's 351, righty's 326 off Mike Fiers. When you drop down to the 3Ks, you know, you could go Yadier Molina against Matt Harvey. Yadier, the birthday boy, Molina. We got four big birthdays today, so we'll try to get those through. But Yadier Molina, birthday boy, $3,800. Could have a nice little surprise there. Yan Gomes against Herman at 37 is interesting to me. But John Hicks, if you are not pitching Keuchel, he does get hit by righties at times. We've seen it, but he's been much, much better. You know, that was the last month or so, he's been pretty darn good at limiting that damage. But Hicks at 36 in a GPP in play for you there. If Andrew Knapp's catching for Philadelphia at 35 versus Wei Yin Chen is a very solid look there. When you look at Philadelphia, they have a 4-2-5 total. Lefty's 260, but righty's 335 versus Chen. So you can definitely get a Knapp at 3,500 in that ballgame. Sliding down some more, maybe a Sandy Leon versus the lefty Baruki at $3,300 if you want some Boston action. Boston's got the highest total before Colorado at 5.6. Righty's at 325 off Baruki. So Sandy Leon at 33 could be a cheaper catching option for you as well. Some other catchers to keep an eye on tonight. You know, you got Tucker Barnhart, usual at 32, is an interesting play. Maybe a James McCann at 31 versus Dallas Keuchel. You got Herman and Coors against Sensatella at 3,100. That's one you can definitely look at there for some savings. Maybe an Omar Navarez versus Keller at 29 for some savings. I can dig that. Jorge Alfaro at $2,800 versus Wei Yin Chen is definitely a cheaper play you can take a look at as well. So definitely some options there. There'll be some other cheapies that pop up along the way, but those are some to target to get you started on tonight's 15-game slate. First base position, you got the ever-red-hot Jesus Aguilar hit number 24 yesterday at $5,200 versus Kingham. I just can't not at least mention him. His price tag is crazy, but he just keeps doing it night in and night out. Milwaukee's got a 4 total. Lefty's 352, righty's 314 versus Kingham, so keep him in mind. By the way, guys like, you know, Freddie Freeman versus Zach Godley at 5K in SunTrust Park. The Braves have a 4-6 total. Lefty's 363, righty's 357. Zach Godley seems broken right now. So a guy like Freeman at 5K, that's outstanding. It's a little bit of a price drop for him lately, so I like that a lot at 5,000. You know, Eric Thames at 48 to play versus Kingham. Matt Carpenter at 47 versus the Dark Knight. I do like that quite a bit as well. Ian Desmond kind of heating up at home. He's 4,600 versus Bergman. Cheaper Colorado option. The farther down you look, you know, you got the Ryan Healy's and Coors or Sensatella at 44. You can definitely go that direction for a little cheaper Coors action. In your GPPs, you can go Joey Gallo at 44 versus Alex Cobb. Praying for that home run in Baltimore. The ball will be flying out there. When you look at Texas, a 4-8 total. Lefty's 364, righty's 361 versus Cobb. So Gallo in a GPP is definitely in play. Farther down, you look like Brandon Belt versus Edwin Jackson. Cody Bellinger's in play. You got our Encarnacion Alonso combo, both at 43 for Cleveland versus Herman. So as you can expect, first base is absolutely loaded. Greg Bird heating up, folks. $4,200 versus Bieber tonight. Bird went 9 points yesterday, 22 the night before, 20 before that, 7 before that. Definitely looks like he might be slowly figuring out. When you look at the Yanks, 4-8-5 total. Lefty's 378 off the Biebs. So Greg Bird at 42, usually lower owned, is a guy to keep an eye on. Justin Bour versus Jake Arrieta at $3,900 as we dip below 4K is a cheaper option. You can go there. Lucas Duda versus James Shields at 37 is a nice cheapie to keep your eye on as well. Maybe Jose Abreu at 36, but he's been struggling so damn much. Here's a mispriced play, Jose Martinez. I know we like lefties a little more versus Harvey, but Jose at 3,600. It's criminal. Lefty's 372, righty's 329 versus Harvey. Jose Martinez can hit righties and lefties. Lefties a lot better, but he can hit them both. And $3,600 is just too cheap for a matchup like that. So that's some good savings. There's so many options up top, which I could vouch for all of them. But if you want to save some cash, that $36 could be a nice little savings for you there at the position. Josh Bell at 33 versus Guerra is another guy you can look at as a cheapie. Like a Trey Mancini at 32 versus Hamels if you want to punt. You could look there. Hunter Dozier at 31 versus Big Game James. Another punting option for you as well. Second base, you got Javi Baez at 55 versus Clayton Richards. That's outstanding. The Cubs total is 415, lefties 305, righties 350 versus Clayton Richards. So that's a good one. But I like, I'll go to Ozzie Albies at 5,200. He double donged a couple days ago. 5,200 versus Zach Godley. Ozzie Albies, line him up. Atlanta could be one of the nice pivots. There's a few pivots we'll talk about after I go through the positions to pivot off of Coors, but the Rockies versus Bergman is going to be a beauty to target. As you fall down, another birthday boy, DJ LeMahieu, going up against Bergman at $4,600. That's our second birthday boy of the day. Couple more still to go. Oh, well, I could have mentioned him last time. I was going to save him for the outfield. I'll save him for the outfield. But DJ LeMahieu, $4,600. Rougie Odor is heating up, folks. He's starting to figure it out again. He's $4,500 against Alex Cobb. He's still a lot of all or nothing, but there's a lot more all of late than we were used to. So he's a good GPP play in that matchup. Texas can just shut down at times, but it's an interesting GPP. Yoan Moncada versus Keller at 43 is interesting as well in that price range. When you slide down, you got like a Jason Kipnis at 41 versus Herman. I like me some Asdrubal Cabrera at 41. That can be interesting. If you want to be a lower-owned second baseman, like really low-owned, I think Brian Dozier at 41 versus Nathan Eovaldi is interesting. Dozier's on fire. He's a second-half guy. The month turned to July, and he's cracking it. 7, 24, 14, 7, 25, 5, 7. He's starting to really, really get it going again. He's 4,100 versus Eovaldi, who we do respect. He is an option on the slate, as we talked about. But Dozier could be one of those kind of one-off plays. If you're not stacking Minnesota, that could be very, very interesting. Same with Whit Merrifield, second base outfield for Kansas City at 4K. Kansas City has a 4-4 total, lefties 356, righties 353 versus James. As you slide below 4K, you got the guys like Jed Lowry's all the way down to 3,900. It is mad bum, so be careful there. But cheap price for an AL All-Star in Jed Lowry. Keep him in mind. Jonathan Scope, $3,700. Had a good, maybe week or so. Maybe he's figuring it out. If you want to take that gamble against Cole Hamels, you can. Baltimore's got a 4-7 total. Lefties 339, righties 363 versus Cole. Cole's been much better at home than on the road this year. So you can look at that direction. There's tons of options tonight, guys. Tons of options on a 15-game slate. You slide down some more. You got Brad Miller versus Kingham at 35 for a cheaper option at the second base position. Chad Pender versus Bumgarner. We love Pender versus lefties. He's 3,300. If you want to fade Bum, you can do that in a GPP. Not running to do that, but it's definitely an option on this slate. And other than that, you get to 3K. Maybe D'Arnaud's starting for the Giants again. It went deep yesterday, $2,800. He's second base shortstop eligible, so keep an eye on him. Going over to the third base position, Jose Ramirez, just all he does is crush. Just crush, 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 crush. He's $5,800. Arenado at 56 is outstanding versus Bergman as well. So two really, really good plays there. Bregman at 5K versus Fires could be fire. Could be literally fire. I don't apologize for that either. Chris Bryant at 48 came back from the DL, went deep, so he's a good spot there versus Clayton Richards. Mentioned Carpenter already. Love me some Moustakas at 46. He doubled on a couple days ago as well. So third base, just like first base, absolutely loaded up top. Tons of options. Depends if you're stacking, if you're playing home run derby. If you're playing home run derby, give me some Moose. Saves you some cash. Still have some upside. Give me some Arenado. Those would be a couple there. But they're all great plays. Good pieces of stacks. Two-man, three-man, four-man stacks. Could definitely do some damage there. You got Kyle Seager and Coors at 45. The farther down you look, though, hit the 4K range. I got Eduardo Escobar against Eovaldi at 4K. Travis Shaw's 4K versus Kingham. Lefties can get the Kingham at times. I mentioned Jed Lowry already. Mikel Franco could be a nice GPP play at 3,900 versus Wei Yin Chen. So there's definite loadage here at third base position. As you go down a little farther, I got Johan Camargo's 3,700 versus Godley. If he's hitting sixth or so, he could be a part of a stack for you. Condelario from the right side at 3,400 versus Keuchel. There's some okay value on this slate too, but there's just no need to do it. Third base outfield eligible, Danny Valencia crushes lefties. He's 32 versus Hamels. That's a phenomenal punt if you need one at third base or the outfield. That's a really, really good punt if you need one. Colin Moran, 3,200 versus Guerra. So those are some you can look at. Louis Valbuena at 3K versus Buehler as well for some cheaper options. Shortstop, Frenchy Lindor at 59 is a phenomenal play versus Herman. Herman's like all or nothing. Is he really good or he's not? When late Cleveland's hitting, I'm not running to play Cleveland, but at the same time, very much in play. Javi Baez, we already said yes. Trevor Story and Coors, yes. Another great play there. You got Machado at 5K versus Hamels. You know, he's the sixth or seventh shortstop down. He's in a phenomenal spot. So definitely keep an eye on Manny Machado in that one. Jurickson Profar at 43 versus Cobb if you're targeting some Texas players and their matchups. We slide down to the 4K and below range. I mentioned Eduardo Escobar already. Alberto Mondesi, people are catching on. He's second base shortstop, $3,700. He's kind of an all-or-nothing guy because he's got to get on to steal the bags. Once he gets on, he can make things happen like 3, 30, 0, 12, 0, 7, 13. So it's an interesting GPP type play at 3,700 in his matchup. Further on, you go like a B-Craw at 37 versus Jackson. Jorge Polanco at 37 versus Eovaldi could be options for you. Mentioned Camargo at 37. JT Riddle's at 36 versus Arrieta. So he's an interesting option for you there. Simeon usually crushes lefties. Again, if you don't think Bum has it, 3,400 for Simeon. The A's are cheap. They have a lot of guys that crush lefties. I'm not running to play it, but that could be your GPP angle to change things up. I mentioned D'Arnaud already at 2,900 versus Jackson. If somehow Adrianza cracks the lineup, he's 29 versus Eovaldi. Alcides Escobar's 2,800 versus Big Game James. So Echeverria's 28 versus Odorizzi. So there's some regulars that are 3K and below you could look at. I don't think you're going to need to do that tonight, but they're there if you need them. Now, heading to the outfield, you got Mookie Betts at 6,100 versus Berukki. It's outstanding, and so is JD Martinez, too. Really, really nice plays against Berukki. They should have a field day against Berukki. But then you got Mitch Haniger and Coors at 56. Love it. Blackman's only 55 versus Bergman. That's almost a must play. Must play. One, Blackman's heating up. Two, Bergman's not good at baseball. So I think Blackman's a phenomenal play at 55. The fact he's the fifth outfielder down the board and he's tied at price with Mike Trout is outstanding. So give me some Chucky Blackman. Like Michael Brantley at 52 is okay. You got Cruz and Coors at 52. He might not be playing with the DH, so keep an eye on that. Another birthday boy, Shen Su Chu. $5,100 for his Cobb. A little pricey for Chu, but he's probably their best hitter right now, so keep that in mind. Will Myers at 49 is just on fire right now, so he's in play. I'm not running to play him, but he definitely should be in your player pool tonight. Nick Castellanos at 47 versus Keuchel. If you're not playing Keuchel, I like Castellanos. You don't even have to stack Detroit just as a one-off. Castellanos is hitting everybody and everything, aces and all. So I definitely like that at 4,700 if you aren't using Keuchel and you want to be a contrarian. Because I think Keuchel will be super popular. David Peralta at 47 can be interesting versus Animal Sanchez. Again, Desmond and Coors at 46. Reese Lightning is down to $4,600 versus Wei-Yin Chen. So that's a nice solid play there versus Chen. No, Reese hasn't been Mr. Consistency at all, but very interesting play there in that one. Nick Markakis, 45 versus Godley. Take a look there. We mentioned Gallo already. The other birthday boy, I said I could have done it at first base. First base outfield eligible. Belly bombs. Cody Bellinger, $4,400. So you got Bellinger, LeMahieu, Yadier, and Chu, all birthday boys today. So that could be a fun one at 4,400. You got guys like Brandon Nimmo at 44 versus Tanner Roark. Eddie Rosario at 44 versus Eovaldi. Nomar Mazara, 43 versus Cobb in a GPP. Scotty Schebler in a GPP at 42. But Kyle Tucker is 42 versus Mike Fiers. I like that quite a bit in that matchup. Someone to target there. Sliding down even farther, maybe an Albert Almora Jr. leading off at 4,100 versus Clayton Richards. Somebody can look at. Jock Jams had a decent game last night. He's 41 versus Pena. Inciarte at 41 versus Godley as well. Mentioned Whit Merrifield already at 4K. I do like that a little bit. Josh Reddick, if you want a different piece of the Houston lineup, you go like Reddick and Tucker. Reddick's 4K against Fiers. But you got some Gerardo Parra, only 4K versus Bergman. I like that a lot. Where's my other boy I missed? There he is. Carlos Gonzalez is $4,700 versus Bergman. I think that's outstanding. Cargo loves hitting at home. He's hitting great. He doubled on the other night. $4,700 for Cargo is a very solid look for you there. As you slide down even more, you got like Tommy Pham at 39 is okay. You got Ben Gamel and Coors. If he's in the lineup, $3,900. That's a nice cheap piece of the Coors action. Max Kepler is 39 versus Eovaldi. Can definitely look at that. Andrew McCutchen, $3,800 versus Edwin Jackson. Could be in play for you. Kevin Kiermaier leading off at 38. I like that as a leadoff bat to target there. The farther down we look, you like Alan Hansen at 37 versus Edwin Jackson. It's amazing Edwin Jackson's in baseball. You got Daniel Palka at 36 for your GPP plays. Farther down, like Stephen Piscotty, $3,600 in a GPP versus Bum is another guy you can take a look at. Andrew Tolles at $3,500 for the Dodgers is a nice play if he's batting fifth or sixth in that lineup. He's batting sixth last night. As long as he's not batting too far down, you can definitely use him in your lineup. In the lower threes, gets bleak, but Adam Jones only $3,300 versus Cole Hamels is not right. That is a really good GPP type play. Chad Pinder's 33, talked about him already. Slide down even more, like an Alex Gordon at 32 versus Big Game James can be interesting. Marcelo Zuna's only 32. I love the Danny Valencia at 32 versus Cole Hamels. We got Trey Mancini at 32. Lots of options down here, but I love that Valencia call. Adam Jones at 33 as well. So Baltimore priced down for a big Cole Hamels, big Cole Hamels, scary Cole Hamels. So keep that in mind when you're looking for some value in that one. Other than that, you know, you're going to run into a few down here. Check lineups and see what happens, but maybe Gilbert Heredia gets in at $2,900. Coors bat for $2,900. It's pretty much going to be the chalk of the chalk. So keep that in mind. Recapping your pitching real quick, you got Porcello up top. Not that you have to go to him, but if you are going up top, I'm looking at Ricky Porcello. After that, you have Keuchel, Carmart, and Eovaldi in the 8Ks. I like Carmart for the GPPs, Keuchel for the cash. In your 7Ks, Odorizzi 1, Harvey 2, Animal Sanchez 3. Animal could be the fun GPP play there. And in the 6Ks, you got Pena versus the Dodgers, Keller, and Shields. So basically, it's a pick your poison kind of night. When you look at the totals, Colorado versus Bergman is going to be outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. Seattle versus Sensatella has got a lot of validity, too. And Sensatella is a reverse splits guy. Lefty's 327, righty's 354. So keep that in mind when you're planning your lineups. But Boston versus Berukey is going to be outstanding. The right-handed bats there should have a field day versus Berukey. The Astros versus Fires, definitely in play there. You know, Yankees left-handed bats versus Bieber could be interesting. The Rangers versus Cobb. The Cardinals versus Harvey. Baltimore, super cheap versus Cole Hamels. Lefty's 339, righty's 363. And you got like the Braves versus Gaudy, I think it's going to be a fun one. The Royals versus Shields, so on and so forth. There's a little bit of argument for almost every team out there. Let's look at the BVP on this slate. Mark Trumbo, 7 for 20 with 3 home runs off Hamels. That's pretty good. Pretty good. Scope, Valencia, and Adam Jones have all taken Hamels deep as well. The birthday boys, 5 for 12, 2 doubles, a homer, Shinshu Chu off Alex Cobb. So it's his birthday, and he's had pretty good success against Alex Cobb, so keep that in mind. Starling Marte, 7 for 14, 2 doubles, and a homer versus Junior Guerra. Cedic, Cervelli, Josh Bell have all homered off Guerra. Justin Smoke's only a 257 average, but he's 9 for 35 with 2 doubles and 4 homers off of Rick Porcello. Kendrys Morales, 2 homers, Russell Martin with 1, but as a team hitting 218. Asdrubal Cabrera, 4 for 13, 2 doubles and a homer off Tanner Roark. Nemo's taking him deep as well. Anthony Rendon had a big night last night. We loved him yesterday. Not as much today against Noah, but he's 7 for 20 with a double and a homer off Syndergaard. Mikel Franco, told you $3,900 could be an interesting play versus Chen. He's 7 for 16 with a double and 2 homers. Something to keep an eye on there. Freddie Freeman, small sample, 2 for 4, but a double and a homer versus Godley. Mike Moustakas, who I do like as a home run play, 6 for 13 with a double and a homer off Shields. Lucas Duda, 4 for 12 with a double and 2 homers. Alex Gordon's taking him deep as well. Max Kepler, 2 for 4, 2 homers off Eovaldi. Brian Dozier has taken Eovaldi deep, hitting 5 for 11 off him with a homer as well. Nick Castellanos, 5 for 14 with a double and a homer off Dallas Keuchel. James McCann is taking him deep also. Jose Martinez, 2 for 4, 2 homers off of Matt Harvey. Told you that price was too cheap. He likes to hit him. Adam Duvall, 5 for 15 with a double and a homer off of Carmart. Billy Hamilton, Joey Votto, Scooter Gennett, Scott Schebler have all taken him deep. 247 batting average in that one. Will Myers, told you to keep an eye on him as well at $4,900. He's 8 for 22 with 3 doubles and 3 home runs off Tyler Chatwood. So that's very intriguing. As we go towards the bottom, Pablo Sandoval is 9 for 19 with 2 doubles and a homer off Edwin Jackson, if you want to be really contrarian. Andrew McCutchen is below 4K. He's 15 for 39. It's a 385 average with 3 doubles and 3 home runs off Edwin Jackson. Definitely have them on your radar. So that'll do it for Quick Hits today, folks. Hope everybody has a great week. We've got the World Cup on Sunday. Francesco's got you covered, dropping the picks today. We'll have some more baseball, fantasy baseball stuff for you over the weekend. We got the Open Championship coming next week. Jesse and I will be recording the always pressing PGA DFS pod. We'll have much more podcasts coming out throughout the week. And we got the All-Star game coming up. Derby on Monday, Futures game on Sunday. Can't wait to watch the Futures game. Awesome stuff there. All-Star game Tuesday night. So you're not going to hear from me until I think it's Thursday. Maybe Friday, because Thursday night is like a two-game slate. So maybe Friday. I might take a little hiatus here and rest up, but get ready for a big second half. More importantly, let's finish this year out strong. Cash it up tonight. Have a good weekend. The Slack chat, I don't record on the weekends, but I am active in the Slack chat. So come join us there. Lots going on. Check out draft.com, draft in your app store. Fun way to play fantasy sports. Promo code SD Sports when you check out. But everybody, have a great weekend. Enjoy the All-Star break. Good luck tonight. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, July 13th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.